Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. This is our second solo episode of This Dude Started Something. Today we'll be covering cologne, coffee, and Star Wars. We got our Stormtrooper helmets today, and a special guest from France to talk about cologne. He's been our good friend for a while. He's helped us in our cologne journey, trying to perfect the right cologne to wear day to day. So hopefully he has some good insight for you guys and some good tips for everyone out there.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've texted this guy that you guys are about to hear from. What cologne do I get? I'm in the market for a new cologne. I go right to him, you know, and he's helped me out. I got my favorite cologne on today, actually. And yeah, I'm ready to talk about it. I think it needs to be talked about, especially in the workplace. So
absolutely.
Yeah. The main question I have, and this is number one on my questions about cologne, is are you reapplying your cologne throughout the day, or like, do you keep it with you, or are you going to just do one spray in the morning and just let it like drain out throughout the day?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we can have him answer that for sure. But my take is, it depends how long your day is, right?
That's true.
So like, I think if you get home around dinner time, I think that's fine. You know, I think one spray from like morning to dinner, if it's a solid brand, you know, a good cologne that can stay on for a while. But, you know, if you go out again that night, you definitely got to reapply. I think there's no question there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It also depends where you're at. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I mean, yeah, there's some days I don't even really bother with the cologne. I don't want to waste it if I'm not doing anything cool. You know, if I'm just going to the grocery store, like, I'm not sure, though, because mangoes, yeah, or something. I don't really care.
No, that's true. But at the same time, like last night, I went out at like, maybe that was two nights ago. I went out at like 2 a.m. to go get a pizza. Cool. Yeah, I went to go get a pizza at 2 a.m. with my roommate. And I actually reapplied.
You reapplied to get a pizza.
I reapplied at 2 a.m. because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Anything can happen. Yeah. Like, what if I meet, like, Elon Musk in the pizza place and, like, he's going to offer me a job, but I smell bad?
Well, then you're cooked. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I'm done. I'm done. You know, my life, I mean, I would have missed a crazy opportunity. So if you have the chance, I just say reapply for sure.
Yeah. And that's if you're even pro cologne, because I know people that probably don't even really care to put cologne on. It doesn't mean they smell bad. It's just they don't have that scent. And we do need to talk about this because, like, yeah, okay, you're in the workplace. There's what's a good scent to you and what's a good scent to your boss, you know?
Mm, yeah.
It's a really difficult situation. And it's just like, okay, some people are probably like, I'm not going to wear anything. I don't want to risk my chances, you know, at, you know, this person might not like it. They're going to demote me, you know?
That's true. Yeah, you got to be careful with that pick. I think that's a really good question. We should write that one down for our expert coming on.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he said. I mean, obviously, he's a cologne guy. He, you know, he's probably got 500 colognes, so he's going to probably be pro. But it's like,
yeah,
I do want to get his thoughts on that in the professional setting.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've never smelled like a bad cologne on someone. Okay. Like on someone in the store. Absolutely, I've smelled some nasty ones, but I have smelled bad perfumes in person on girls.
Yeah,
and it's just like not a fan, you know.
You start running. So
I kind of wish we could have a girl on here too to like talk about their perspective, because I don't
Yeah.
know. I feel like guys honestly care more about their cologne picks than girls' perfume picks sometimes. I don't know.
I could see that. Yeah, maybe one day we could get a girl on here. Yeah, I mean, I don't
Yeah.
know how we're gonna do that, but we could try.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
It'd be hard, but you know, if we
Yeah.
figure out how to talk to girls, we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes they put the bad scented colognes on there just to make the cologne that you pick out smell better. That makes you feel better about your cologne.
You know what? That's probably right. That's actually a
Yeah.
really good take, and like
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever talked about that. Like maybe those are just there to make you think the other ones are just much better than they are.
Yeah,
You
no, that's
know?
facts. Yeah, I've been back and forth. I just got a new cologne. I got one from Sephora. They do this little gift package thing. You get a bunch of scents, and you can pick out
Yep.
like your favorite one at the end. Really good deal if you want cologne. You go check it out. But I've been back and forth. Like I've stopped spraying it on my skin because I'm nervous that the perfume, the chemicals in it, are bad for you. Because
What are
I
you
just
spraying
use.
on?
Oh, I spray it on my clothes, and I think it.
Are there chemicals in it? I thought it was mostly natural, or like pretty much
No,
100% natural.
anything with like parfum is what they call it. Anything with that in it, I think it's even like scented candles, dude. Like those are, they're figuring out those are very bad for you to breathe.
Interesting.
So,
Although not everyone's a parfum.
no, yeah, not all of them, no, but some of them. There's definitely like, and that's something we could talk to Coltino about, but.
Yeah.
Just something to think about too is like the health side of things too. I mean, don't do it just to impress people. But yeah, I started spraying it just on my clothes so I can avoid skin to skin contact or skin to.
Yeah, I definitely used to do that. Like whenever I was like little, because dude, I started rocking cologne at like 13,
Yeah,
probably.
you did. You were young and for sure. I remember that. I
Yeah,
remember I smelled this
I
first
was
cologne I ever
early to the
smelled was
game.
on
Thanks,
you.
bro. That's crazy.
No, seriously, I was like, dude, what is his skin? Was he
Yeah.
just born like that? It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. But
Yeah,
yeah,
dude,
dude.
but I had like the ones that I sprayed on my clothes, because I was so scared to put it on skin. But now it's just daily routine. I just,
Spray it in your
know,
mouth. Yeah.
pretty much, dude.
So when
That's
you
actually a good
breathe,
idea, though.
that's a
Should
good
we?
idea.
I mean, I think they already have that, but we could probably perfect it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be insane, like a breath mint, but not mint flavored.
Right.
Yeah, because they
So,
don't have gum. They like all gums are mint or like cinnamon. That's it.
although mint is nice, you know, mint is nice.
It's nice, but imagine you breathed out Born in Roma, or like you
To
breathed
melt, you
out
know?
1 Million.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Be pretty cool. Let's get Coltino's take on things. If let's see if he's
Wait,
a
well, first, let's talk about our go-tos. My daily go-to is Paco Rabanne 1 million, or Versace Eros, or Saint Laurent.
Okay.
What about you? Yours is born in Roma right now?
Right now, that's what I wear when I'm going out somewhere nice, like somewhere nice to eat. You know, I have different colognes for different occasions, but
Yeah, for sure.
I have samplers of 1 Million and Versace that you're talking about that like I'll use for special occasions just because it's not, I don't have as much of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, the day-to-day one right now has been actually Mont Blanc Legend.
Ooh, okay.
My girlfriend's dad got that for me.
Shout out to him.
Shout out Bob, bro. Yeah, so that's been awesome. Just have a daily one, and then you know I got the special occasions one. But dude, yeah,
Yeah.
1 Million. I was close to getting that one, but
It's awesome.
yeah,
I
it's.
got that one on right now. I put that on before the pod.
Oh yeah, it just gets you in the right mindset. You know, just smelling good makes you feel good, and it
Yeah.
makes you do better. So.
Gives you that confidence for sure. Yeah, let's get Coltino on here.
All right, I'm gonna dial him up. He might be kind of hard to understand because he's got a heavy accent, but
What time is it there right now?
I don't even know.
It's
Yeah, I think.
it's like middle of the night, or like late.
Well, he said he was hopping on, so let's hope he
Yeah.
gets on. If you want to ask a question, I'll just put you in the headphones here.
All right.
Yo, Cotino, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up? Hey, we're on the podcast right now, and we're just wanting your take on a couple of things. We're talking about colognes.
Yeah, all right. No, I could definitely do that.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple questions, and they might be random, but we know you're the guy to talk to about this. Okay, the first question I have is, how many times, I want to ask you personally, how many times do you reapply your cologne every day?
That's a really good question. It mostly depends on the type of cologne, because different ones have, you know, different longevity. And if I just have a busy day, you know, and I just want to, you know, smell fresh all day, I'll usually reapply it once. But again, that depends on the type of cologne I'm wearing.
Yeah. That's pretty much what Oliver said as well.
Yeah.
Good answer. It depends on what you're doing throughout the day. If you got multiple events you're attending, yeah, I feel that.
Right.
I want to get your opinion. We were just talking about our favorite colognes right now. Do you have any hot ones right now that are new or maybe new to you, if you like?
Yeah, I actually have a couple hot ones. I just recently got a Valentino Coral Fantasy. That one's pretty delicious. It's definitely, you know, really good during the winter time. So I'm applying that one like crazy.
That's a good point. Also, seasons too can affect colognes. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. That just takes the cake, really, if you will.
Oh yeah.
But I've also been getting back into Versace Eros. I feel like that one's it's pretty common, but it's really good. You know, it's
yeah.
I feel very high or strongly about Versace Eros.
Okay. Classico. That's a classico.
Down in France, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick, dude. One question I have, and I've dealt with this in my head for a while. How do you know what deodorant to pair with cologne? I mean, Oof. Do you even wear deodorant in France? I don't even know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a must, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess that's a good question. I do like to think of it as, like, imagine you have a really insane fit, you know, but your shoes are just terrible. Like, that just makes your entire outfit terrible.
Yeah.
And so if you have an insane fit with insane shoes, but you smell bad, that makes it even worse. And nobody's going to want to be, you know, around you. But if you have an insane fit, insane shoes, and you smell good too, that just, you
that's
know,
a trifecta.
Best in the room. But, pairing it with cologne with deodorant, I don't really feel like you can go wrong with any type of deodorant, no matter what cologne you're wearing. Because I feel like the cologne kind of overpowers the deodorant. And so it's not really, I guess, a huge thing to worry about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. You'd have to be, like, running by somebody with your armpits up and, like...
And who's doing that, you know?
Nobody.
25.
No. Unless you're doing, like, a jumping jacks or like a cartwheel or something, you know?
Yeah, right. I started wearing Native deodorant. You know, aluminum free.
Natty.
Vanilla sandalwood. I feel like that's kind of a calm scent, I guess, with my deodorants or clothes, sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of musky. I mean, you're right. They do have deodorants that are like musky or fresh or like fruity. I mean, for the fruity guys out there, but like, yeah, you could try to do a little pairing there, but I like what you said. Don't overthink it, basically.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm actually a huge fan of, you know, applying lotion and then the cologne. I feel like that's a game changer.
Lotion. Ooh. Where?
Anywhere. I mean, just mostly where you apply your cologne. Like around the neck, around the wrists, on your arms, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But I have a vanilla cashmere lotion. And that pairs very well with my cool fantasy.
Okay. So you're using the scents, both scents, to make like a super scent, is what you're saying.
Exactly. It just overpowers.
Oh my god.
And scents. You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a couple things I've learned down in France.
Wow.
Yeah, what are your guys' takes on, I guess, pairing deodorant with cologne?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oliver's got some. I'm gonna put you in my headphones so you can hear him here. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you have some great points so far, Coltino. I really appreciate you joining us today. I do have a question. Is there any situation where you shouldn't be wearing cologne? Any situation at all?
You know, I really don't think so. Because if you apply cologne at the start of the day, then you're just going to be smelling good all day, you know? There's really no situation where you should not apply cologne. Of course, unless the cologne that you're wearing is way too strong, and let's say you're going to the gym, you know, no one's going to be willing to smell that.
Wow.
But okay.
Other than that, so, I feel like there's no situation where you shouldn't wear cologne.
That's a bold statement, dude.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow. Dang, dude. Okay. Oliver, you got any more questions?
I really think after he gets off the phone, we're going to continue to ponder the cologne with lotion idea, but I really appreciate you coming on here. I think we learned a lot.
Yeah, of course. If, you know, just call me again. I have a lot of tips I've done in France.
Thank you, Coltino, for joining us. We will get you back on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy. Just call me up anytime.
Awesome, man. Dude, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your insight and your wisdom, dude. I hope you have a great rest of your night. I don't even know what time it is. What time is it there? 3 a.m.?
You know, it's actually 2 a.m., so...
Oh, my gosh. I
guess I'll just head to bed soon. Apply before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'll call it night.
Dude, yeah. Dude, at least, 10 sprays before you go to bed, bro. But spray the sheets, too, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Stay safe out there, bro. Talk to you later.
See you, bro.
See you, guys.
See you, man. Wow.
Dude,
dang, you heard it here. Applying cologne all hours of the day. That is crazy.
There was so much wisdom in that one call.
I learned so much, dude. Applying lotion and cologne, I've never heard of that.
I think that hasn't made its way over here yet. Low-key, we could be the first to start rocking that in America.
Yeah, maybe that's what makes our podcast blow up, is we're the guys that mix cologne with lotion. That's what everybody talks about.
Dang, that's a crazy, crazy take from him.
Dang.
Wow. And he said, there's no situation. As long as you're wearing the right cologne, you can wear it wherever. That was his take. That's the expert's take right there. So
no ums, no buts, just straight up facts. That's
Yeah.
Wow. All right. You have anything else you want to add to the cologne topic before we move on to coffee?
No, I think I'm good to move on. I mean, he talked about Coral Fantasy. He said it's really hot right now. I suggest the viewers go check that one out, and maybe we will as well. But yeah, I'm ready to dive into coffee.
Yeah, I haven't even smelled Coral Fantasy. I want to, though. I have the Born in Roma one, but I should pair that with the Coral Fantasy maybe. Next cologne purchase.
Sounds good.
Cool, dude. All right. You got any questions? So, I wish we could get the questions of everybody else, like...
I know.
You know, during the podcast. But afterwards, if you guys have any questions about anything, just drop in the comments and then maybe we'll talk about it. Well, you know, maybe respond to some comments and stuff. But So we're going to be talking about coffee. We're going to be talking about the culture that has kind of, I don't know if derived is the right word, or spawned from...
Yeah, spawned around,
around coffee. It's really formed around coffee, like work in the morning. You know, I got to get my coffee first. It's,
just like choked.
Excuse you.
Yeah, it's like, do we actually want coffee, or is it just like a part of us now? You know?
Yeah. Like, is it just
an addiction, or do we actually need it?
Huh.
Or is it just a trend? It could just be a social trend, because like sometimes after coffee, I don't even feel more awake. I'll get like a double shot macchiato, and like I don't even feel better. You know? It's like sometimes I feel like caffeine's like starting to just be like a scam at these places.
Well, maybe your tolerance is too high, and you need.
That might be it too. Yeah.
But I do think that it is a trend. I think, I mean, look how many coffee shops. We should look up how many coffee shops have just.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the most competitive businesses in the U.S. for sure.
There's like a coffee shop every 2 miles or less. I mean, like there's one right across the street from another coffee shop next to another coffee shop. It's crazy.
Here, I got it right here. How many coffee shops in the U.S.? 40,000. Over 40,000. That is nuts. That is just nuts.
Dang, dude. Compared to, like, what's, like, another... I mean, you could compare that to something else, and it's probably way more than it.
Hold up. I got a crazy stat for us here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Actually, that's not that crazy. So I guess there's one coffee shop in the U.S. for every 8,000 people.
I mean,
so whenever you put it like that, it sounds like we need more coffee shops. But then again, if we take out the elderly and we take out children, it's probably sitting more like one for every 4,000 of actual eligible coffee drinkers, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, 8,000 isn't really that big of a number when you're talking about a population of like, what is it, 350 million now? I just looked this up on Google. This is a crazy stat. The average American spends around $1,100 per year on coffee.
Wow.
That's, I mean, think about what you could buy with that, bro.
And that's per year.
That's per year.
Oh my God.
And that's just on coffee. That's something, like, there's some people that spend $0 on coffee a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an unnecessary thing, but I guess some people enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it. I definitely formed an addiction for a while that I'm kind of trying to cut off, but,
All right. So, I'm running a little math here and interest rate variance. Let's go at one. Dude, if you don't drink coffee for 10 years, and 10 years you'll have $22,000.
That's crazy. That's almost like a savings account.
Yeah. That's and crazy. I can change that to, if right now we don't drink for 30 years, that becomes $215,000 in 30 years.
Oh my goodness. That is crazy, bro.
$215,000 if you just don't drink coffee for 30 years.
But, well, here's the thing. That's also going out and buying coffee, probably, from a coffee shop. I mean, a cup of coffee is like $7 now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But that's the average person. It said the average person.
True, yeah.
So the people going out and spending the $7 on coffee, those people are probably in the $2,500 range per year.
Oh, shoot. That's true.
Because, realistically, if it's $7 a day times 365... That's exactly $2,555. So $2,555.
Dang, okay. Which is so that's crazy that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like people in big cities, you know, New York, Atlanta, LA, they're the ones spending probably $2,500 a year. And then more small town people where the prices are like $5, $4. I don't even know if you can go below $4 anymore. I haven't really seen that.
Unless you want like a little shot of espresso, but that's it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm looking up at the effects of caffeine here, just because I don't know. I mean, I've heard that it's pretty hard to get off of. Wow, it actually says, it says bone loss, bro. What does that even mean? How do you lose a? It just falls out. What are we talking about?
No, it like deteriorates, probably.
Okay, so it just gets a little weaker. Man. Okay, anxiety and mood disorders, too. And these are the long-term effects, the bad ones. Because the short-term effects, it says increased alertness, wakefulness, obviously. Which you were saying, you didn't really feel that much. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I think maybe what I'm considering doing is making my own coffee at home. And doing decaf. I think that's what I'm going to start doing so I don't build a dependency on the caffeine. But for the workplace, some people need it in the morning. They're not morning people. It's just, it helps, Matt. You know what I mean? So how do you think that it's worth it, or what do you think?
I think if it truly helps your day, it's worth it. Because at the end of the day, it's not that much money in the long run of like, after a year, $1,000, but like pretty much every day you had coffee, that's not that bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Because maybe that coffee helped you stay at work another 2 hours and close another deal, you know? Like maybe that coffee actually earned you more money than you lost. But if it's not doing that, then I don't know if it's worth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also got to look at it like, okay, is this making you happier? Or is it, do you enjoy it fully? Like, is there any sort of mindset of, oh, this is bad for me, or, oh, I have an addiction? If there's any sort of that, then maybe think about it. But if it's just like, oh, I don't have a problem, you know, I like to spend this money and it helps me out, then it's okay. I think it's fine. I think it'd be benefit. Like you said, it can make you money.
Wow, dude. The National Coffee Association claims that daily coffee consumption is at a 20-year high, and it's up nearly 40%. So more people are drinking coffee now
than ever.
Than at any time in the last 20 years, I guess. But that's not that surprising, but up 40% is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Wonder why that is, like, people feeling tired.
Yeah, you know what? I'm curious on which country consumes the most coffee. It's actually Finland. And these are per capita, right? Because otherwise, obviously, India and China would probably be on top. But per capita, it's Finland. My God, the average Finland person drinks nearly 4 cups a day.
Oh my goodness, bro.
I guess I should say Finnish, not Finland person.
At that point, it's basically cocaine.
Yeah, no, that's a drug.
Once you get up to 4 cups, you're entering a different state of mind.
Dude, I think if you clear 2 cups, it's a problem. I mean, there's no way the people in Finland are working that hard. Not to put them down in any way, but I don't think that they necessarily need 4 cups a day.
Unless it's like a culture thing where it's like they drink it at all times of day. Like, you know how it's kind of like a morning thing for us? There it might be like morning, afternoon, and night. Like, it's just like a thing.
Yeah, it says it's linked to their cold climate, long dark days, and historical factors of alcohol restrictions. So, yeah. It says it's just a way of life there. They're big on warm, hot coffee, not like iced coffee like we see.
Yeah. Which maybe I mean, do you think coffee's better than alcohol? Probably. You know?
Oh, it's so much better than alcohol. It is 1,000,000,000,000 times better than alcohol. Because coffee's actually good for you in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And
the beans. Yeah.
Also, like, when, like, before I work out and stuff, I used to, like, look up, like, oh, can I have coffee, like, before I work out? And it says it's, like, preferred. It says it, like, helps, like, here, let me see, like,
Which is weird because I always thought you were supposed to get the
before heart rate workout. Up. Right, but it says drinking coffee before a workout can improve your performance, increase your energy, endurance, and strength, and help you burn more calories. Like, that's just crazy.
That is crazy. But there is caffeine in, like, pre-workouts and stuff, like, with creatine.
Right, right. All right, guys, unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties recording the rest of the podcast, but we did get to talk about cologne with our expert, Coltino. We got to talk about coffee, some of the effects of that, and a bit of the economics behind it. We didn't quite get to Star Wars, but we're going to post some of those clips on Instagram, so head over there if you want to see that at This Dude Started Something. We appreciate you guys joining us for this shorter solo episode, and we'll be back with a new guest next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.